It's been a busy season for immigration issues. In June, President Obama announced that he would halt the deportations of undocumented immigrants who came to the U.S. as minors.
These young people are going to make extraordinary contributions and are already making contributions to our society.
A week and a half later, the Supreme Court struck down most of Arizona's controversial immigration law, SB 1070. Meanwhile, in California, new legislation that some are calling the anti-Arizona bill passed in the state Senate and Assembly. In the next month, Governor Jerry Brown will decide whether to sign the Trust Act into law. The Trust Act would enable California to opt out of some of the requirements of a controversial federal immigration program called Secure Communities. The program, known as SCOM, asks local law enforcement to run the fingerprints of people they arrest through a federal immigration database. If a person is undocumented, they report him or her to federal officials. Though it's meant to focus on criminal immigrants, the government statistics suggest SCOM has affected mostly more immigrants without criminal records. Since California began the program, more than 75,000 people living in the state have been deported. Around 70% either have no criminal conviction at all or were convicted of minor crimes, like selling ice cream without a permit or running a red light. The bill was authored by San Francisco Assemblyman Tom Amiano and has support from California Catholic bishops, Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa of Los Angeles, police chiefs from both Oakland and Palo Alto, and various immigrant rights organizations, among others. And if it becomes law, it will change the way the whole state deals with illegal immigration. KALW's Mariel Wallof has our story.
En el 2010, mi esposo y yo íbamos a traer los alimentos para mi casa.
My husband and I were driving home.
This is Yvonne. It's not her real name. She asked us not to use it. She's a Mexican immigrant and doesn't speak too much English. So her lawyer, Jackie Shul Gonzalez, is translating for her.
We had gone to purchase some groceries and we were driving on Foothill Boulevard. My husband was driving and accidentally ran a red light and he was stopped by police officers.
Lamentablemente ese día mi esposo no llevaba ID.
When the police pulled him over, Yvonne's husband didn't have ID or any papers for his car. The police didn't find anything suspicious, but they still arrested him. He spent the next 2 weeks in jail and immigration custody. Eventually, Yvonne got him out on bail, but the government had already started deportation proceedings.
Mi niño va a cumplir 2 años.
My son is about to be 2 years, is 2 years old now, and it's been about 2 years that we've been fighting this case.
Yvonne's husband doesn't have a criminal record, but the Secure Communities program, known as SCOM, means that just getting pulled over was enough to bring him to the attention of immigration authorities. His history and the amount of time he's been in the U.S. means he might ultimately be allowed to stay, but it's not guaranteed.
In my country, there's no work. It's very hard to survive. Food is expensive, clothes is expensive, and I think that I would stay as long as I could.
If the Trust Act had been in place when Yvonne's husband was arrested, it would have required law enforcement officials to treat him as they would any citizen and release him from jail once criminal charges were dropped. Trust Act author Tom Amiano says this shift in priorities will allow local police to focus on more pressing issues.
You know, the cop on the street, he or she knows that many times it's a waste of their time when there's other stuff that needs to be attended to, real violent crimes or harmful criminal activity, rather than wasting their time on someone who may or may not be documented.
Local law enforcement's job is keeping the public safe.
Harmeet Dhillon is the chairman of San Francisco's Republican Party and a supporter of SCOM.
And if the federal government has mandated that keeping the public safe, and particularly in this post-9/11 era, includes keeping track of all undocumented aliens and deporting many of them, I don't think that the state is at liberty, or particularly municipalities, should be at liberty to ignore those laws.
But as more undocumented immigrants have come into contact with SCOM, many people worry that the program is actually hurting public safety by eroding trust between citizens and the police.
You know, you have a fear factor here, a chilling effect.
Yvonne says her encounter with police in Oakland has changed the way she thinks about authorities.
Yes, it definitely changes my feelings. Before, I would have never questioned calling the police if I needed help for something. And now I need to think really hard about whether I would do that again and whether the reason I'm calling is necessary.
On a Friday evening in June, several representatives from immigrant rights organizations are facilitating a Know Your Rights workshop for residents of Turk Street family apartments in the Tenderloin. Participants flip through a pamphlet about the Trust Act. On one page are two cartoons, each showing a different scenario on the same city street. The first cartoon, titled SCOM, shows a police car driving down an abandoned street and neighbors running in fear. The second cartoon, titled Acta de la Confianza, or the Trust Act, shows the same street bustling with activity. A man and a young girl wave to a police car as it passes. A speech bubble above their head says, Hola, Officer Perez. Cristal Gallegos organized the workshop. She says she hopes it will give immigrants more confidence in their interactions with police.
In the Tenderloin community, there's lots of drug use, there's lots of violent crimes, so a lot of our families do want to see a heavy police presence. But, you know, we're also really critical of the way that policing is done.
The Trust Act heads to Governor Brown's desk later this month. In San Francisco, I'm Marielle Walla for Cross Currents.